Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is 6:30 in the traffic this evening. There's still a big hold-up on the Western Bypass. There was a crash halfway between Malibongwe and Beyers Noordeur. It's backed up all the way to Four Ways.
The Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windey, officially handed over the report containing the structural engineering findings on the George building collapse of last year. If you remember, the building collapsed during the construction phase, causing the death of 34 people. 28 people were rescued from the site. And then news from neighboring Mozambique. The military says it launched an operation in the country's north following a new attack blamed on jihadist militants who allegedly beheaded three locals. Now, forces from Mozambique and Rwanda had been deployed to a dense forest area near the border with Tanzania where the attacks happened. And other news from the international front. According to Bloomberg, global investment in the transition to low-emission energy grew to a record of $2.1 trillion last year. But according to the research done by Bloomberg, much more needs to be done to meet international climate goals. More on these and other stories at 7. We stay abroad. Here's Frans Genetler from PSG Wealth with the latest.
The holding company of Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, called Meta, is trading about 3% stronger at a new all-time high of $700 per share. This after the company reported revenue growth of 21% last night.
And that's not the only good news the company has to share.
They also mentioned that their daily users increased by 5% to 3.35 billion subscribers. On the local front, the JSE overall index closed 0.4% stronger. The mining sector is performing strongly, and we see that shares of Kumba Iron Ore, as well as Anglo American Platinum, closed up by more than 5%.
A dollar is trading at R18.47, a euro R19.26, and a pound at R23.02. Gold trading at about $2,794 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $77.43 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Die sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie. Wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with action from Johannesburg. It is the Joburg Super Kings up against the Paarl Royals in the Betway SA 20 match. It is the 26th match of the tournament, 80-6. The score at the moment, so not going well for the Paarl Royals after being put in to bat by the Joburg Super Kings. The man who's got the golden arm for the side from Johannesburg, Donovan Ferreira, so far grabbing 3 for 22. With an incoming rate of just 6 to the over. So deep trouble that they find themselves in. There's still another 9 overs to go, but they are running out of wickets indeed. Afghanistan's women cricketers played their first game since fleeing the Taliban 3 years ago. Captain Nahida Sapan said that she hoped that the charity match would spark a movement for change. In rugby news, Perpignan's Tommaso Allen was named at fullback by Italy coach Gonzalo Quesada for their Six Nations opener against Scotland this weekend. Allen is Italy's record point scorer in the Six Nations, and he stepped away from the game last year to work on his mental and physical health. And in the other camp, South African-born Duan Fanamerva has been cleared to start in the Scotland Six Nations opener against the Italians, and lock Johnny Gray makes a welcome return after being named in the side to face Italy at Murrayfield on Saturday. He's been out of the game for about 2 years in the Scotland colours. Manchester United, well, they're looking for automatic qualification in the last 16 of the Europa League, and Ruben Amorim's side travelled to Romania to take on Steaua Bucharest at the National Arena. The two teams will face each other for the first time in Bucharest, and they're separated by just 1 point in the 36 team standings. Other games happening tonight, see AX Cape.